etc., etc. And the question is, so Rabbi Yochanan Nuri basically stopped everybody, and he said, no, you know, you can't put these stringencies on everybody else. We only have what the Chacham said, and these other things are mutter to use. So what do we learn from Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? It's a very good thing. He was thinking about Jews all over the place, saying, wait a minute, you want to impose a gzeira? What are the people over here going to do? What are the people over here going to do? What are the people over here going to do? He was thinking about every year. He wasn't just thinking about in his city or where he was that for them, they could keep that gzeira and they could all use certain type of oils because it won't work in other places. And that's how a yid has to think, and especially now for ourselves. Don't just think about what works for you specifically in your place, in your town. Think about things that are challenging for people in other places and in other cities and in other towns. Because Klal Yisrael has to have a mind. We have to have a breath of mind to think of people outside of where we are. I'm just going to make a suggestion tonight, and perhaps it's a good idea. Maybe before we go into Shabbos, that everybody should go ahead and pick up a phone and call someone that you normally don't call. And just take a Shabbos to them. Go out of the box. Think of the Anshei Mada and the Anshei Bubble, so to speak. Think of someone that you don't normally think of. Pick up an Achenu and just pick a random name and just call them and wish them a good Shabbos. Whatever we could do to be Marba Shalom and Klal Yisrael, to Marba Achdus and Klal Yisrael, that we should be ready to prepare ourselves for the Gula Shleima B'Meheirah.